Self-improvement. Self-improvement is a long-term game, but as you work continuously on improving yourself, it is important to keep certain pitfalls in mind. Navel gazing can occur when you become overly focused on yourself. This means that you become self-absorbed and self-centered. Another pitfall of working to improve yourself constantly is that you can become overly convinced of your own self-importance. Finally, if you are always working to improve yourself, you may find that you have gotten stuck in the sense that you are never good enough. A better way to frame this is to think that where you are is always good, but that there is also always room for improvement. When you find yourself excessively self-oriented, this is a sign that you need to deepen your humility and refocus on serving others. Here are some ways to help you foster a greater sense of humility. Allow others to be first and foremost. Insisting on being the first in line, the first to raise your hand in a class, the first to get the parking spot, and so on, has a tendency to inflate one's sense of self-importance. However, when you allow others to have the spotlight or be first, it gives you a better vantage point to appreciate their gifts and what they are able to bring to the table. And when you can do this, you actually find yourself in a better position to lead others because you understand how they can best contribute. Don't insist on being right. Nobody likes to be wrong, including other people. When you are wrong, it puts you in a vulnerable position, which can be scary. However, vulnerability is often what makes a person beautiful and appreciable. Allowing others the legitimacy of their beliefs without correction from you is a charitable act. Listen to what other people think more than telling them what you think. Dale Carnegie once said that the sweetest sound to anyone is the sound of their own voice. Really paying attention to what other people have to say without having to correct or undermine them helps you to stay oriented outward rather than being self-absorbed. Try not to judge others. An old saying goes like this: when you point a finger at someone else, you have three fingers pointing back at you. While it is tempting to judge another person to assess what they are doing and how they are doing it, when you do so, you are presuming that you know better. Unfortunately, unless you have lived the experiences of another person, you cannot know what is best for them. Your grasp on another person's situation will always be incomplete because you don't have the complete picture.